Hey, I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Sam. And we still don't know what goalie interference is.
This is Biscuits and Tea.
We're off to a great start.
2020 is off to a great start.
And by great, yeah. I mean really, really shitty.
Oh, oops.
I was sarcastic, sorry. It was so sarcastic that it came out as normal.
It wrapped back around to non-ironic. Yeah.
So maybe it is fine. I don't know.
Well, what was I going to say? So the last game I completely watched was the one on New Year's Eve. The one that we went to independently of each other, which is funny.
Yeah.
I guess that was only a week ago, huh?
Oh, God. Yeah, it was because it's the 8th.
Wow. Yeah.
That was I have no concept of time.
Well, also that night I went out clubbing afterwards, so.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
I was so in zone. Dang it.
I have a cat crying at me. I'm sorry if you hear that.
I don't hear anything.
Okay, good. That game, that was the Wild Leafs game.
And go ahead.
I know what you're going to say. I know you're going to talk about how many Leaf fans are there.
Took the words right out of my mouth. And they were so loud. I was so mad. This is our ice. Go somewhere else.
Oh my God.
Not here.
I mean, it makes sense, isn't it? So Austin Matthews from Eden Prairie, isn't he?
No, he's from Arizona.
Wait, what's the one from Eden Prairie?
That's a great question. Oh, I hear a kitty now.
I'm sorry. He's wants to go outside my room. But there's a cat out there, so give me one second.
Okay, jackass, but there's a cat or a dog. I'm just gonna deal with the puppy. Go.
What do I have to do to record a podcast around here?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm definitely not looking up the Leafs roster right now to see which ones are from Minnesota. Austin Matthews is from California. Or he was born there.
Oh, well, he's from Arizona. I know that because there's always jokes of him going to...
Justin Hall is from Tonka Bay.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. And Jake Gardner... He's now plays for the Canes, but he's from Minnetonka. I was like,
Minnetonka.
I know, right? I was like, so many Minnesotans, but you're all from.
Well, it could have been a ton of like. I mean, Toronto's not too far from like Minnesota, is it? No, it is because it's above New York.
It's past
Michigan.
It's fairly far just because the Great Lakes are in the way.
Yeah. If we just got rid of those. Winnipeg's the close one. I always confuse those two.
Winnipeg and Toronto?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe because Ontario is the one above us, I always think because Toronto's in Ontario. I don't know.
That's on the whole ass other side of Ontario because Ontario is freaking huge.
Yeah, and well, I'm not a fucking Canadian, so I don't know the geography.
I'm not Canadian either. I have family in Canada, so I guess that kind of counts. But yeah, like Ontario spans like the whole, like most of Minnesota, the top of Minnesota, and then all the way over all of the Great Lakes, basically.
This week on World Geography.
Yeah.
I'm teasing.
I'm going to tell you about it if you ask.
You are just a font of knowledge.
Yes.
Sorry, that was loud. I'm a fidgeter. And I got rice fucking everywhere. Oh my god. I'm so mad. I also like, this means like I don't have dinner, so I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Oh no.
Anyways, no, that game though, the Toronto Maple Leafs game, I mean,
it was so boring. Which is,
you know, like, it was boring? Well, yeah.
It was. Yeah. Well, cuz like it's funny because I follow the Wild first, the Canes second, and the Leafs third. And it's like the Wild and the Leafs, I haven't watched like a full Leafs game for a while, but like they're a lot hit and miss, like the Wild are sometimes, but like they're just like normally better, I guess.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, everybody's better than us right now.
Except for the Blackhawks. And like the entire West except for Vegas. Because LOL. But yeah, I knew when we played the Leafs, it was going to be some like crazy. It's either going to be like crazy stuff happening or it's going to be boring ass hockey, which I was laughing during the whole thing because I was like, it's got to be us that's actually bad because there's no way Toronto's defense is shutting us down. Their defense is like Morgan Riley and four paper bags. No offense. I mean,
paper bags with smiley faces on them.
Yeah. But four of them, not even a full roster. There's just five of them in total. So, yay, get to piss off Leafs fans today.
This is your
revenge. Yeah, exactly. It's my revenge. I was so mad. I was so flipping mad. And when Dan and I were watching the game two nights ago or whatever, because it was on the Leafs Oilers game was on NBC. And I was like,
how was that?
That's really weird. Because, like, the game was interesting, I think. The game was fine. But I was just like, why does NBC have a Leafs Oilers game? Like, I get it, but also, like,
I wonder if it's just because it's one of the NHL's, like, I mean, because the NHL favors all the Canadian teams. And
do they, though?
They do. I mean, are you kidding me? You know how many articles I've had to read? Well, not read, but, like, see, that are just, like, what would happen if Wayne Gretzky was on the current Maple Leafs team? Or, like,
the NHL favors, what would it be Toronto. Like?
What would it be like if the Toronto Maple Leafs were playing in 1972? And it's just, you know, bullshit journalism.
But that's only the Leafs. That's a Leafs thing. That's not really a Canadian thing in general. Well, and it's like the actual league, I think, is different than the fan base. Like the NHL fan base as a whole.
But like the NHL will push games that nobody cares about just because of like the old men and their biases.
Yeah,
exactly. Because it's like, oh god, what's the one? I mean, it's the same with the whole fucking, I'm sorry, I'm totally blanking. Never mind me. Carry on.
You're good. Yeah. But yes.
Plus, aren't the Oilers, no, they're not. I mean, but here's the thing, though. If there's, like, only one game on or a couple games on, like, they're going to push Toronto because Toronto's one of the original six. But also the Oilers, I mean, Oilers, people think Gretzky, so.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite thing is when Oilers, or people defending the Oilers or Oilers fans are always like, it's not just McDavid. I'm like, Draisaitl, and then who? It's those two. But then they're like Nugent Hopkins and like
I really like watching McDavid play, but like, every time I've watched a recent Oilers game, I'm just like, oh, this is one man versus 20. I don't know.
I just want to watch.
It shows, man. That dude has not aged well.
Oh, God. Yeah. I feel like I definitely saw. I mean, that's not his fault.
not to give in to, like, the concept of beauty, but, oh, my God, what happened to Connor McDavid? He's my age. He's our age, Sam.
He's our age, yeah.
He's literally 22 years old, and he's looking 40. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, McDavid. I'm so sorry.
Like, it'll do that to you.
Wayne Gretzky is sucking his youth from him.
Just vampire. Because Wayne Gretzky doesn't look that bad, does he?
No, Gretzky's still hot as fuck. He owns the Oilers still, right? I'm not making a fool of myself. Yeah.
Dude, man, I can't tell you. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he owns the Oilers. And, like, definitely 5 weed farms. Dude, that man's way too cheerful.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, I wish they just made Connor McDavid highlight, so I wouldn't really have to pay much attention to the Leafs and just say, oh, like, and not even all, like, the bad stuff he does, because, like, yeah, I'm sure he has bad parts of his game, but just show me the cool stuff.
So you actually didn't have to watch that whole game?
Yeah. He is on my fantasy hockey team.
Of course he
is. And let me tell you, he's killing it. And, like, I didn't even have the first pick. Like, people passed over McDavid for, I think, Kucherov, maybe Ovechkin. But I was like, guys, it's Connor McDavid. Like, full offense, what are you doing?
I'd probably pass him up for Ovechkin. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just like Ovechkin a lot.
Yeah, I don't, so.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. I don't.
No, that's valid. It's just, it was really funny how you said it.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I did go to a Gophers women's game, which was awesome.
How was that?
We played Yale, and oh, my God, we destroyed Yale.
I was going to say, yeah, I hope so.
Yale had this player, number 4.
I think
4.
D1?
I'm not sure. I don't think... They're ECAC, so... I mean, yeah, they are. They had this player who I'm convinced was just a manager they threw on the ice. Like, her ankles were weak, and she kept dropping her stick. And she couldn't, she was like 4 foot something, but like also couldn't take a hit or like adjust to not get hit. It was bad.
Nope, they're really division bad. 1.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
It was like 6-3, and all of their goals were like kind of lucky shots.
Mm. Yeah. that's rough. Do we?
Yeah, it was like, I remember, because I went with Danica, and it was like, at one point we were like, okay, do we have to do the Rouser again?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to. Because we did the Rouser after every goal.
Mm-hmm.
It was rough.
Yikes. Yeah, the women's hockey is so, the hockey is so great, and everything around it is just so shit. So fucking shit.
I'm excited to watch the women play for Hockey Day. I think they're playing Ohio.
Yes, they are.
There's this article that's like basically from the Ohio coach that's like, it's going to be really hard.
Yeah. I sure hope it is.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, no, that was good.
Yeah.
It was nice to watch players who can actually, you know, connect a pass for once in their life.
Oh, seriously. Oh, my God. I'm way behind in my NWHL. And I, like, haven't been paying much attention to the PHWPA, but they had a game in Minnesota, like, a couple months ago, which I was like, I should go to, and then I realized it was in the middle of nowhere.
A Whitecaps game?
No, the PWHPA. They're, like, series, whatever they're doing. Wait, do you not... I don't know if we talked about this the last time. We might have briefly, but, like, all the stuff that's going on in women's pro hockey.
Oh, I mean, I don't think we talked... I mean, you and I have talked about that.
Okay.
I didn't realize that they were doing games or, like, events yet.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, they've been doing... They did a lot more in the fall, I think, so far, because I haven't... Unless my Twitter is just eating tweets, which it probably is. They haven't done a game recently, but yeah, it's the PWHPA versus the NWHL is painful on so many levels. Like, it's just, it makes my head hurt to think about.
Yeah, I mean, well, like, it's kind of hard too, because, like, so. The Gophers women's team will do games versus the Whitecaps and absolutely dominate them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not usually what you see in games like that.
No.
I am going to a Whitecaps game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been to...
On the 11th.
Nice. Yeah, I've been to ones. Like, I love watching women's hockey. It's great.
It's so much better.
Yeah. Because they're like, not just like...
I mean, there's some things that I miss, like men's versus women's hockey. Like, there are differences, but they're all sort of like playing style differences, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's not like good and bad differences.
There's such a better, well, I'd say that women play like they communicate way more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on ice communication and cohesion is like just typically on a whole just better.
Mm-hmm.
But like, because of the rules, it's not as rough. And not because... Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I should say, it, like, that's mainly college hockey. But, like, that's all college hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't fight in college hockey at all.
Yeah, no.
And you can, like, some checks will get you in the penalty box in women's college.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Although they never call it.
Yeah.
There was somebody punched somebody. Like, one of the Yale girls punched one of the players, the Gophers players, and like was nothing. They didn't call anything.
Refs suck. Yeah. Oh, so I was just saying one more thing about women's hockey. So like the World Juniors were a thing apparently, which I did not pay attention to. I know that the Canadian boys won and the U.S. girls won, but I think this improved at some point, but apparently to start the women's, broadcasting and stuff, they had, like, one stationary camera, and it was, like, a fisheye lens from, like, super way up. You couldn't read the back of the jerseys. Like, you couldn't read the play. Like, you literally, it was literally unwatchable. And, like, people who follow women's hockey were, like, excuse me,
I'd like to watch the game, please.
Yeah, like, IIHF, hi, we exist. I think, because I saw clips later, and I think they must have gotten a camera, like, near ice level that, like, they were tracking the play and stuff, but there was no broadcasting. And, like, mm-hmm. It's so crazy, like, the attention, and like, I don't even know, it definitely wasn't broadcast anywhere in the States or in Canada besides like online. Like, you had to go look for it, and it's so frustrating to have women's hockey just so like shoved in a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently they got it fixed, which is like, you did a thing.
It's hard because like, I mean, the NHL is just, like, such a giant, like, money-grubbing machine,
mm-hmm.
and I wish it wasn't so much that way, but also, like,
sports.
There's got to be a happy medium there, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's extremely frustrating.
Did you watch the... I just started this and then forgot which game it was. The Wild...
Flames? Jets?
Yes.
Flames. Jets? Jets was on Saturday.
Jets.
Okay. Yes. And they played better than the last time they played the Jets. Because the last time they played the Jets, it was 6-0. And it was like, ooh, no.
I didn't watch, but apparently the game-winning goal was like goalie interference, like all over the place.
It was not goalie interference.
Even Bruce like admitted it was, so I didn't see it. I didn't have a chance to go look at it. Yeah, and I was at the women's game.
It wasn't, I don't know. It could have been called, but it wasn't that bad. I remember Dubnyk had a quote after the game and he was like, I've had 100 of those goals count against me. He's like, that shouldn't be interference. So,
we could talk about this all night because, like, God, goalie interference. Holy shit.
What is that?
God, it's so fucking frustrating. It's just so frustrating. Like, there should be, like, I don't understand how there aren't clear rules about it. And people are like, oh, there is. It's like, well, it's not called that way.
No. Yeah, the NHL rule book in general and the execution is mind-bogglingly bad.
Yeah. And then when, I think the bigger problem with the Jets thing, too, is that, with the Jets versus Wild thing, is that there's definitely, like, punishments that come with questioning like officiating, and not in the sense that like if you challenge a goal you lose a timeout or whatever, that makes sense, but like I definitely think there's, because there's so much wiggle room, it allows for people like refs to, you know, insert their biases into the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like that's the whole thing.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, like, is it bias or are they just bad?
Yeah.
I've heard that brought up a couple times. Like, I honestly, like, I don't know. I hope they're not bad, but, like...
And it's just, like, it's so... They're like, oh, well, the difference is... I mean, like, the official goalie interference is... You can screen the goalie, but you can't, like, touch the goalie. You can't physically check him. And it's just like, well... Then we've... Which I think makes sense, but also I don't think I've ever seen a goal, like, especially like a scrambling goal where, you know, there's a lot of rebounds or whatever, where the goalie isn't touched by somebody ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
It's usually like if you're impeding like his ability to like move and get set up in the crease.
I've seen that happen to goalies all the time. I've seen goalies get pushed over and then the goal still counts.
Yeah.
It's totally arbitrary. It totally just depends on the ref that night.
Yeah. And where they're standing and yeah. And consistency, like that's it.
I don't care what the rule is. I just wish it was consistent.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure everybody wishes it was consistent.
Yeah.
Cause like I know it's just a game, but like games have rules.
Yeah, it's integrity.
Mm-hmm.
If like you can't, yeah. And then like if you're missing those kind of calls, you're missing other kinds of calls, and then like escalates to games getting out of hand and injuries and all this stuff. Or did you hear about John Tortorella?
No.
After a game, the Blue Jackets played. I honestly don't even remember who they were playing, but basically what happens is with the like barely any time. I don't know if I think it was in regulation, but the whistle blew but the clock still ran down like a second and a half or something. And then they asked to have it put it back up, they asked to have it put back on. And like the refs and like the timekeepers or whatever were like, no. And it didn't get put back on. And then a goal, if the puck went in the net, just after the end goal horn, the end, end game horn had sounded. So basically if the time would have been added on, like it should have, so John Tortorella cussed out he didn't cuss out, but comments against, and he got a fine for it, and then they gave him some sort of conditional fine, if he says anything else within the next month or something, he gets more fine. It was what that's are you doing?
I heard about.
Yeah, and they released the NHL released a statement defending the refs and the timekeepers. It's no, you can admit you messed up.
Yeah, seriously.
What are you trying to do? We're not stupid. You're ruining the integrity of your league and your seriousness.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's the whole thing that I did hear about the fine, but I didn't know the exact situation yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the whole thing. I think it's fair for set rule. If you challenge a goal and it's good, you lose a timeout. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole fining players, the second they get upset about a bad call, come on,
Yeah.
Especially, and there was there was a goal earlier. I can't even remember which game that was, but in the beginning of the season, there was a goal that wasn't called, and then the NHL came back a day later and was like, yeah, that goal should have been good. And if so, the Wild would have won the game.
Yeah. But there's nothing they can do about it.
There's nothing they can do about it, but they at least admitted it.
Yeah. Yeah. And part of that is in-game refs, and part of that is because there's people in Toronto that watch every game, like the mm-hmm. NHL people, not the Leafs, obviously. That'd be hilarious, but no.
the truth does come out.
Yeah.
Man, I'd love to have that job.
Oh, that'd be so great.
God.
But yeah, and so but yeah, so then there's people watching every single game, so why? Why?
I don't know. Also, I know that those people will call during a game and be like, yeah, no, that was wrong. So I don't know. There's this I feel in the season, there's this weird oh, we have to respect the refs. And it's no, refs fuck up sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And it's always, it's either getting worse and worse, or the tolerance for it is just going way down. Because it's definitely increased from last year to this year. And last year there were some bad things. And,
yeah. I don't know.
And I hate how they're, yeah, no, I won't go there. Just, it's annoying. And something needs to be done about it, which we have no power to do.
Fucking Bettman.
Yep.
I'm just going to blame everything on him now. So you want to talk about these All-Star game lineups?
Yeah.
Okay. So
do you have them pulled up? Because I don't.
Yeah, I have them pulled up. Of course I have them fucking pulled up. Stahl getting to go.
Yeah.
Patrick Kane getting to go. Mm.
So can we just not send anyone from Chicago?
I thought he was I thought he was permanently blacklisted from anything.
Are you dead yet? I haven't heard anything.
God, talk about most just, disappointing players in the NHL ever.
Seriously.
Tyler Seguin's going though. AKA Daddy. Just kidding. That boy's a bottom if I've ever known one. Nathan McKinnon. I do like Nathan McKinnon. He's fun. Mark Scheifele.
I have a visceral hate for everyone else in the Central Division. So,
well,
I like the Stars theoretically, but not in practice. I don't like the Avalanche any day of the
week. People are like, why do you like the Stars? And all I can think, what just plays in my head is the Tyler Seguin, Jamie Benn interview, where Jamie Benn asks Tyler Seguin if he, like, wait, yeah, he likes horses, and Tyler Seguin says, I like stallions. Sorry. That man gets me. We haven't met, but he gets me. So for the Pacific Division, just kidding. Connor McDavid, fan elected captain. He's like, let me rest.
Yeah.
Just let me rest. Darcy.
I'll miss a game.
I miss Darcy.
Can we just talk about how he got so good and it makes me happy?
I mean, I'm happy for him, but also I'm so mad.
Yeah, and I'm also mad that he was talking shit during the Wild Coyotes game and Koivu was like, hey, shut the fuck up. And then he did.
Apparently. I don't know. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
He's got real shit. Made me mad.
Yeah.
They made him buy him a drink afterwards, probably. I don't know any of these people.
No. Yeah. But it's nice to think that you do sometimes.
Artemi Panarin. Doogie Hamilton.
Dougie.
Oh, is it Dougie?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, unless you're Svechnikov, then
call him Doogie. Jake Guentzel. Mm. Matthew Barzal. Tuukka Rask. Oh my god, have you seen that video of Tuukka just losing his shit during, like, a practice game?
I was, like, losing his shit during when? Always?
No, it's so fun. I know he, like, loses his shit all the time, but he's, like, I'm sorry. They're, like, shaking hands after a practice game, and it's, like, a public practice, mm-hmm. and he just, like, breaks his stick into little pieces and then, like, starts attacking the net.
Goalies are so, so relatable.
The, like, person recording just, is just like, damn, Tuukka, it's just a game.
Like, goalies are so weird, but, like, yeah, just, like, just weird and also, like, have a lot of pent-up anger. And, like,
oh my god,
can relate. Actually, I've had,
but Jesus Christ,
yeah, I've had now two dreams where I was a goalie. Like,
I think the universe is telling you something.
I know. I'm like, I could have dreams that I'm like a superstar scoring goals and like whatever, instead of having dreams that I'm my high school's backup goalie. And then that was the first one, that was great. It was like practice, and I was mad that I was not starting, or I was not the starter, and I was like, this is bullshit. And then, and then the second one was like, me now has never played hockey, can ice skate, kind of, like, had to play in some sort of, it was like a high caliber, but like not like an actual NHL game. It was like an alumni game or something. It was still like kind of serious, but I was like, holy fuck, like, what is like, I can't do this. What is going on? And somehow the period ended with only 10 goals, but there were only 6 shots, and I was very confused. And I also had, like, I distinctly remember, like, the glove being on, like, my wrong hand, like it would actually be. And I was like, something does not seem right here. But, God. It was a uniquely terrifying, and, like, I wasn't even afraid for my, like, physical well-being. I was just like, holy fuck, what is going on? That was the only thing. I was just like, oh my god, what is happening?
I don't have hockey dreams. Well, I do, but it's us meeting, like, players.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah.
We're always there.
Yeah,
the hockey dream I had was I met Zuccarello and Hartman at, like, the Rosedale Mall or something, and it was super random. And it happened to be there. Like, it wasn't even, like, I, like, specifically went there.
That's where I met Dubnyk.
Yeah.
But that was, like, an event. That was funny. God, that picture is so funny. I was going to say, I don't see any Vegas people on here. But then I'm looking at the last man in ballot, because I haven't voted yet. Let's see. Should it be, for the Central Division, should it be Taze, Ben, Suter, Patrick Lane? Oh, my God.
Carr.
These are such the, like, I feel bad. I hate this last man in vote thing, because these are, like, the dregs. Like,
not kill Makar, though.
Hey, hold on. Mitch Marner's full name is Mitchell?
Yeah.
Oh my god, what? Mitchell?
Yeah, that's, oh my god. Like, I've never, like, that's always the full name.
I'm losing it.
I think so.
That's wild. Holy shit. Mitchell. Yeah. So I'm going to call him from now on. Mitchell.
Jesus Christ. Hey,
can Carey Price go to the All-Star game? He's just so hot.
Give him a break.
He's just so hot.
We know.
Only in his goalie gear, though. Sorry.
That's so mean.
Okay, I don't know. Can I vote for all Central Division? No, I have to select one. I haven't voted yet. I'm voting Jamie Benn. I'm sorry. Well,
you can vote every
to go.
You can vote every single day 10 times.
Oh, what? You can?
Yeah. I don't ask me why, but you can, and I have been.
I didn't read the rules. Oh, there's a Vegas. Max Pacioretty.
I was going to say, is Pacioretty either?
You know I'm not voting for fucking Ryan Getzlaf. God. Get out of here. Disgusting.
No.
Should I vote for Claude Giroux just for you?
For me?
I'm just kidding. It was a joke.
Ah, I was confused.
Ow, Chloe, crazy Barnashad.
Ow. Sorry, Chloe bit me.
I'm like, why is she biting you? I'm voting for Mitchell. We have to sign into an account? Oh my god.
I have mine already logged in. I'm on top of this stuff. I want Turbo to go. I want Teravainen to go, so.
Oh, I can just keep pressing this button, vote players again. That's not how voting works, my guy.
Oh,
vote for these players? Okay, you've reached your 10 ballot limit for this 24-hour period.
I don't analyze NHL too closely because it's like a,
You'll go mad. It's like looking at an eldritch creature.
Yeah, or it's looking like what that like staircase that like whatever it's called, like that.
There are many staircases in the world.
Is it like the M.C. Escher drawing or whatever? It's like looking at one of those. You look at it for too long, and you're just like at first glance it works, but then the longer you look at it, the longer you're like, what the fuck?
What else are we going to talk about?
The Wild are getting the Winter Classic in 2021.
Oh my god. I was going to bring up jerseys, but this is such a better thing to talk about. I'm so excited to go.
I'm selling my soul for tickets.
I don't think it'll be that hard to get tickets.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean, 10 of my friends went to Dallas, and they just, like, last minute were like, let's go, so...
Well, it might
be. Isn't it going to be in TCF?
No, it's going to be at Target Field.
Oh, yeah, that's even bigger.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm like, so they did the stadium series in 2016 at TCF Bank. But yeah, they're talking about the Target Field is only like, I want to say like 32. No. I don't know. It's definitely smaller. They're talking about it like it's definitely smaller. But they're thinking about...
It's 39,000 and Target Field is 39,000 and TCF is 50.
Yeah, so like that's a ton so smaller.
That I've only seen TCF sell out once and it was Beyonce.
Yeah, when I had to do security for Gophers games and stuff, it looked like a regular size stadium to me. And yeah, Target Field is small because you only
I didn't realize it was that small.
Four sides, but they're thinking they're apparently going to experiment with different positions for the rink on the field, so they can add some outfield seating as well.
Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't.
It doesn't make sense not to.
I'm sure we'll be able to go though.
Yeah, I hope so. So, but yeah, definitely going. And I really, 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 really hope that Koivu signs for at least another year here so he can be part of the Winter Classic.
I'm imagining he will.
I hope so. And, like, I don't care what horrible monstrosity of a winter classic jersey they come up with. I want it.
Okay, don't now care. Speaking of jerseys, did you see the All-Star jerseys?
Unpopular opinion, I think they're fine. I like them.
I mean, they're fine. They're just badly designed in every way.
I like the stripes.
I know. It's okay, I like everything, but like the actual logo being one color just makes it hard to see.
I mean, it depends on what background. Well, yeah.
No, because like you don't see any of the, it just makes them hard to see. And I mean, you know what it is because it's a logo, but like, I don't know. It's just weird. God, remember the year when they had fucking Alan Thicke on them?
What?
Yeah, so the last year that they, so when they did the celebrity game at the NHL All-Star game.
I don't remember that.
That Justin Bieber played. Do you not remember this, really? Justin Bieber played at the All-Star game.
When?
Oh, man, 2 years ago now? Three? Two? Last year? No.
If it was junior year, I don't remember anything from junior year.
So. I thought it was sophomore. Well, I guess, no, yeah. I thought it was sophomore year, but it might be junior year. But yeah,
I might have just blocked it out.
It was the year Alan Thicke died. I mean, okay. Alan Thicke. Alan Thicke, I guess, was a huge hockey fan. And he died 2016. Oh, it was freshman year.
Well, it depends on if.
Oh no, it was sophomore year. It was sophomore year. They put a little patch with his face on it on the All-Star game jerseys.
Yeah, I was not paying. Oh, maybe I vaguely remember that.
Well, I think his face or like something about him. And everybody's wearing Alan Thicke, and like Snoop Dogg was there.
Are you sure this wasn't just like a fever dream you had? You sure?
I promise you, NHL celebrity game, All-Star game.
Oh, Chloe, stop. Chloe's biting me again. She wants to cuddle, but she also doesn't want to cuddle.
It was 2017. It was the All-Star celebrity shootout. Sorry. Justin Bieber to play for Team Gretzky.
There's
a picture of Justin Bieber and Wayne Gretzky holding up a Justin Bieber jersey. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
You know, this is coming back a little bit, but I was not paying attention to the NHL.
So it was like normal people. So like team, wait. Hold on. Oh, no, this is the team. This is all the players. Sorry. I was trying to find, none of these people are celebrities outside of hockey. Mm-hmm. Where is Justin Bieber on this lineup? No, there he is. Justin Bieber played on the same team as Patrick Kane.
You can't see my face right now, but my face is just like...
No, trust me. I can see it. And he also on that team was Cuba Gooding Jr.
Who?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
I don't like that. Put it back. No wonder why I don't remember it. I blocked it out.
Also, Ken Baker. I take it back. Bettman's a genius.
I was going to say, this is why the NHL is failing. Okay, it's not failing, but it's not prospering.
It's not Oh my god. Mr. Zhao, I think is his name. Or is it Zhou? I can't remember how to pronounce it. He was a goalie. Oh my god. Oh, God, sorry. Oh, yeah, Stephen McQueen. I forgot about him. Holy shit. Oh. This was the peak of hockey.
In 2017. We peaked.
Okay.
The year Who won the cup in 2017?
Wasn't it the Capitals? Or was it? No, it was the Penguins.
Yep.
I remember, because I was super excited. The Penguins have been disappointing me lately. Oh, but who hasn't been disappointing me? Malkin. Yeah. Okay, so hockey Instagram is my new favorite thing. So Yevgeny Malkin posted a picture of himself. Let me see if I can. I'll send it to you. So he's just
I'm not prepared for this.
You're not really. He's just like it's like a bad angle selfie, and he just like titled it or like captioned it mood. And then he has one with a tiny, he has one with a tiny, tiny little stocking. And I don't know what it says in Russian, but it's really funny because he's so big and he's got this tiny stocking.
All right. Let me.
Okay. But his wife. Oh my God. Let me see. So a couple Jesus years ago, Christ. like my favorite hockey Instagram moment is when his wife, so he got in this crazy fight and he got ejected from the game, and his wife posted like a snippet of it, and it was like, oh, she captioned it like, kids put to bed, borscht ready, me in your favorite underwear or something like that, like winky face, like incredibly horny, which I get it, she's married to Yevgeny Malkin.
Yeah.
Like, fair. And his child is so large.
Like, of all the adjectives, that was not the one I was expecting.
I mean, he's really cute too, but he's just so large. Hmm. Oh, here's a picture of him shirtless. But also, like, the Leafs are all over everybody's, like, all over each other's Instagram posts. It's pretty funny. Okay,
all the time. Mitchell. That's funny. Mitchell, don't do that. Okay, don't do
it. Look up Mitchell Marner.
For the sake of me, because one of the guys that I went to high school with ended up going to Hamlin with, his name Mitchell, and I can't deal with that. Don't give me flashbacks. Don't do it.
The best, objectively the best hockey Instagram is Matt Dumba, just by the way.
Yeah.
Just by far. He's just the most stylish man in the NHL. It's just fine. It's fine.
Absolutely. He's so awesome.
Wow. Mitchell Marner is just so soft. I can't find any comments from the others. It's funny, though. They totally, like, mess with each other.
Yeah.
And then they'll post, like, their inside jokes. And it's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you just nod along.
Yeah.
Just nod and.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, this is a lacrosse. I'm in lacrosse Instagram. Hang on.
You've gone too far. Turn around. Do an immediate U-turn.
Oh, look, he's doing sweet stunts on his boogie board. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's not covered by his life insurance.
Or health insurance.
Okay, so this is hard to put into words what you mean to me, but I just wanted to say thank you for making me feel a part of your family and always feeling welcomed. I will miss having you around the rink every day and making fun of my eating habits. I will always consider you as a teammate and, more importantly, a brother. Wishing you all the best in your next chapter. Love you, bro. That was to whoever was the last captain. Marlo?
What do you mean?
The Leafs, I mean, when they got rid of their captain. Or when he retired. Sorry. They didn't get rid of him. It sounds like they killed him. He retired.
Wasn't it it's just or something?
It's just really cute. Oh, and yeah. Now he's with his mom is hot. Sorry. Sorry, Mitchell. Wait, you know I'm gonna give you I also like Tyler Seguin's, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, Jamie Benn's Twitter, though. Oh, God. He'll just... I think we talked about this last time. He just posts, like, sad boy shit. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the Dallas Stars jerseys for the Winter Classic game, just by the way. And also the Stars' little outfits were really good.
Yeah, those it was so like cliche and cute. It was awesome.
So fucking Tyler Seguin, between Mike Studd, and Post Malone. And then Mike Studd comments, good cock and balls on these guys. Okay, guys.
Maybe tone it down a little bit.
Like, oh boy. Also, he's totally got the, like, I'm, like, always a bridesmaid, never a bride sort of thing going on. Last month, two of my best friends got married. Oh, wait, somebody's kissing him. That might be his sister. Oh, no, that was the point. Never mind. Well, he and his sister seem close. I don't know. Oh, my God. Okay, so we're almost up for time, but I have to tell you. Okay. So, Taylor Crosby, Sidney Crosby's sister, she was supposed to play for Boston, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's not. And the reason this is funny is because one of my friends texted me. It was like, last time you went to a hockey game, you bullied Sidney Crosby's sister into never playing hockey again. And I was like, no, she plays for Boston. And then I looked and she doesn't play for Boston. So sorry about that one, folks.
Jeez.
That's fine. She was really fucking bad. She probably just couldn't get on the team.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh my God. Back to fucking Instagram. Two blondes and a brunette walk into a bar. Sibling love. What the hell, dude?
Who?
That's what Tyler Sagan just posted with his two sisters.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. Cassidy and Candace.
No thanks.
I mean, his sisters seem nice.
I mean, but like, it's on the parents for the names, man. Come on.
Him golfing. Him with people.
Oh my gosh, his sisters look like this girl I went to school with. She dove.
You mean every girl you went to school with? Because you went to school in Alexandria?
No,
sorry, that was mean. Oh.
No, well, but no. Now that you say that, yes, literally everyone.
I was gonna say,
continue.
We still live in Minnesota.
Yeah.
This is just the messiest, sluttiest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, wait, the Halloween costume that was
with I wasn't talking about that, but yeah.
I know, but I was saying that it was good, wholesome content, okay?
A good Instagram, Subban.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh my God, look at this fucking jacket. Who is your tailor, sir?
Is this now turning into
He's just so
thirst
good.
After
just,
NHL no, players I'm hour. Not.
Oh my God. What is he wearing? It's so good. I just don't understand how one man can have so much style.
It's
just, okay, like, not to be creepy, but Lindsey Vonn and him make just a gorgeous couple. I can't wait for them to have kids.
Yeah, they're a cute couple. I agree. People have said far creepier things, my dude. Don't worry.
They're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I love athlete couples. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in an ad with, who are these people? Austin Matthews. This must have been before he got drunk and couldn't take his pants off. Man, you know this. You know PK moved to like New Jersey because he was like, I gotta wear these jackets, man.
Yeah, seriously.
Look at these coats. Ugh. Amazing.
To be rich.
Please, sir. Just a drip.
Holy crap. I'm not gonna be able to.
It's so good. So yeah, anyways, hockey Twitter's lit as fuck. And I don't mean like fan hockey Twitter or Instagram, sorry.
Like the actual players.
I mean the actual players. They're funny as hell.
Yeah. No, it's because when you originally texted me like hockey Twitter or hockey Instagram, I was like, how does that, like, because hockey Twitter can exist, like fan base hockey Twitter. But I was like, I don't know how that exists on Instagram. But yeah, no, the actual players, yeah, I follow a decent amount, I would say. Mostly just like wild players and stuff. So
follow Dumba, that's about it. And Tyler Sagan.
Yeah.
You know, Jamie Benn gets help.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Somebody helps him. Probably his girlfriend. Him and his girlfriend are back together, and I'm very happy for him. Because he was so sad.
So I got distracted, yeah.
Well, he was, like, posting, he was, like, his Spotify, he was on Spotify listening to sad music at, like, 3 a.m. So, you know, just sad boy things.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
Like, damn, dude. Do you need help? Can we call someone for you? But no, now they're back together. Also, he, like, posts pictures with fans. It's nice. And I'm sure that's, you know, somebody's helping him do that. Somebody's taking pictures for him. He has some publicists. Yeah. But I don't know. It's still nice. Oh, God. I did just find a blue line. Thin blue line thing. But we can't all be perfect.
Hmm.
Ugh, and an army thing. Ugh, I've gone too far.
Yep. Turn back now.
Turn back now. Oh, and his ring.
See? It's like oh, when MC Escher... It's like you look at first glance, you're like, oh, okay. But the longer you look at it, the more.
I mean, up sure. Oh my God. I reached the end of his Instagram.
That was fast.
Who is that, Darth? I don't even know who that is. Oh my God. There's a picture from him when he got drafted. Oh my God. He looks like such a dweeb. Oh my God. Look at that haircut.
I bet.
Holy shit. Whew. Oh boy. But yeah, no.
What a dweeb, you're right. Such a dweeb. He had long hair, that's so weird. Wait, does he still have long hair?
Kind of. He cut it recently. I think he cut it during the summer. Or like right at the start of the season.
Because it's still like slicked back, but it's not
like... Tyler Sagan cut his hair recently. I hate that I know that, just by the way. I really do.
I don't know what to tell you. There's things that I know that I wish I didn't know. But
okay, that's really cryptic.
Or no, that came out.
There are things I know that would horrify you.
I mean, yeah, kind of.
We should wrap it up though.
Yeah.
Well,
Chloe would like to say
is
hi.
That a cat? Oh my
Chloe,
God.
Chloe, say hi. Meow. Chloe, say hi. Chloe, say hi. Say hi. No, she won't do it.
I heard it the first time.
I'll give you a hug anyways.
Oh my God.
She's like, I hate you so much.
I think my cat was getting in a fight with the dog outside, so I gotta go look.
Oh, yeah. Make sure Mega Man's okay.
He's fine. He's just a little bitch. Anyways.
Oh.
Meow. She sounds angry, dude.
She's annoyed because I'm in her spot. Because at first she started just the end of my bed was her spot, and then the middle of the bed was her spot. And so I'm staying at the end of the bed because she usually sits in the middle now. And I'm like kind of annoying petting her. So yeah. And she was just being chased around the house. So yeah.
Okay. It's last little tidbit. I like that. Nashville has, like, you know, zero press now that they don't have fucking PK on their team.
Yeah, I didn't
realize. Except for their coach changes.
Yeah, I didn't realize how much, like, of Nashville was literally just PK Subban. He was like...
Yeah, no, everybody was like, oh, he's so old now. And I was like, no, you're just racist. I have a whole PowerPoint about that, actually, if you'd like to see it one day.
Dear anyway. Lord, yeah. I
gave a power... Okay. One of my peak senior year moments was in my race and ethnicities in media class, and I gave a presentation on hockey, and my Canadian hockey fan professor, she loved it. I also had a whole slide where I just talked shit about Don Cherry, and she loved it. I got such a good A on that. It was so good. It was so fun. Anyways.
Yeah, sounds about right.
We should, like... All right, I'm going to do a bit, okay? Just bear with me. We should just, like, talk, and then I'll be able to, like, edit it and, like, fade it out. And then, you know, like, the music will come in.
Okay.
And then the outro.
Saskat?
And
then... I don't know if you can hear me from this far away.
I can hear you, Dwight. We got to keep going. You're
ruining it.
I'm sorry. Okay, bye!
Bye.
Find Biscuits and Tea Podcast on Twitter at Biscuit Podcast or on Patreon at patreon.com/biscuitsandtea.